Blog Talk Radio.
Hey man, what you doing, man? What you doing, man? Hey, you know what I got you, man? This time, I need the computer right now, man.
What's up?
Yeah, it's about to be 6 o'clock, man. Ryan Network about to be on, man.
What?
Ryan Network on bangoutradio.com. You ain't heard about it?
What's up?
Damn, son. You really tripping right
now. Yeah, I'll get out.
Roll up something right quick, man. Roll up something nice, man. Buy that drink out the fridge for your boy, man. We about to get
started.
Yeah, man, they play the hottest and independent artists, man, hip hop, R&B, man, whatever, man, they get in.
All right, welcome to another wonderful episode of Grind Network on bangoutradio.com, hosted by your boy Supreme and Jay Payton. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. We got a wonderful show coming up for today. We got a lot of people stopping in. You know what I'm saying? We got the infamous Yank. I see you out there. You know, Star Mob. I see y'all doing y'all thing. And we got a lot of other people, you know what I'm saying, stopping by and everything. We got a lot of new music, a lot of new artists, you know. It's going to be a real, real, real good show for y'all today. You know what I'm saying? Question of the day. I think this is more a question of the day for, like, the ladies and all that, you know what I'm saying? This is a question of the day. Well, I guess for the men can answer it too, but
let them know.
This question of the day is more for the women. Why do females say they want a thug dude, you know what I'm saying, a gangster type of dude, but not ready to deal with the things that come along with that, you know what I'm saying?
I have no idea. No.
Yeah, you know.
There's plenty of them like that out there too, man. Yeah. It's sad.
Want to complain and everything, like, ain't no good men. Like, no, you just don't try to get good men, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
I want a thug, but I don't like the way he treat me, but I want a thug. Like, you sound really confused.
Huh. You know what I'm saying? She want to, thug with just the outer shell.
Yeah, for real. I want you to look like a thug, but I want you to be like Urkel on the inside.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, sensitive and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Females, they kind of crazy. But y'all already know the number to call in. Let us know. Make your voice heard. If you don't know the number, I'm going to run it down to you right quick. 661-621-7559. Or you can hit us up on Facebook at Steady Grinding or Jay Payton. James Payton, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? So y'all hit us up. Let us know what y'all think about things. What's up with you, Jay?
Oh, man. You already know. Here with you.
Man, beautiful thing, man. Super beautiful, man. It's kind of hot outside. It was cool, like, for the weekend, but, man, it ain't got hot today.
I stayed in all weekend, man. I think I've been in the house for the past, I don't know, 72 hours.
Oh, man, don't tell them on there. They might think you're building a bomb or something.
Yeah, free. Nah, man, just been working, man. Working on my little stuff, you know. I got some new stuff for the people, you know.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got new music from Jay Payton, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all definitely got to stick around for that and everything like that.
Yeah. It's something out of the, something I don't really be doing too much of, you know. Something I wanted to try new. Just to mess around with it, you know. So hopefully you guys like it, you know, a few little tracks.
Yeah.
But I do have another parody coming up. That's the that one's going to be the parody to Snapbacks by Chris Brown and Tyga called Little Debbie Snacks, so be on the lookout for that one as well.
Little Debbie Snacks, wow. I'm probably going to like this one. I ain't going
to lie. No, I guarantee it. I guarantee you're going to like this one.
Yeah, they talk about my one of my favorite things, you know.
Your favorite snacks.
Yeah, snacks with the cream filling, just be oozing out. Man, going in on them. Oh, yeah, man. But, hey, y'all keep it locked. We got more hot independent artists. We got a good show coming up for y'all. So, y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Here just throwing it back, ooh, never real. realize, shorty, that you could feel so good. Whisper in my ear, telling me to come here. That you want me too. After here, girl, leave the club with you. Let the homie, she dancing, freaking all up on me. Let me whispering, telling me she want me.
That you want me
for one night only. For one night only, that's a homie, that's a homie. She was dancing, freaking on the phone, and she was screaming, telling me she won't,
that you want me.
For one night only, for one night only, I'm on her, she's on me. Got another bottle, so we getting tipsy. I'm like, girl, we've been friends. If it's real good, then you know it might end. She said, hold up, skipper. While whining on me just like a stripper. She said, on the real, my nigga. Better play this stand like a winner. That's a homie, that's a homie. She dancing, freaking all up on me. She whispering, telling me she won't,
that you want me.
One night only, for one night only, that's a homie, that's a homie. She was dancing, freaking on the phone,
and
she was feeling, telling me she won't,
that you want me.
One night only, for one night only,
it's a 10,
she's on end. Boy, I know it's always on my
mind.
Trying to show this in here, trying to set it on.
Watch your boy in here, beating it like a ball.
I gotta go and up, gotta go and down.
Yo, this is Imp from BinyMeansMusic.com, and on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m., I'm tuned into the Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
They try to put my homie Trine on the motherfucking leash. Dog, I'm getting tired in the motherfucking street. My mind's under stress, I'm staying nonetheless. Dog, that I'm really not feeling my bad. Little bitch, keep calling, I'm tired of calling. Saying that she love me, what she really want my money. Now these girls keep tripping, cause every time I tell him I'm a Gemini, they predict they make a brief fire. Cartier frame, but God refrain. You know I'm a motherfucking baller, man. When I come through the club, all the ladies start cheering. Cause I got the stacks and I throw them at the ceiling. Watch them rain down on you, that's a good feeling. Bad bitch whispering, man, she wanna come with me. I ain't gonna take you home, but you can give me some little whiskey in the parking lot while we smoking out and sipping Remy. Want a friend to come, only is she with the business. Wanna chill with a baller, she wanna eyewitness. That's how it is when you talking numbers, counting digits. Get the bitch up my car, so I can go and get it.
Devil food cake on a Tuesday. Scoop jump out and all these bitches start choosing. Give them bitches no dose, cause man, they don't know. I'm richer than I wanna be, tipping like I should be. Bitches come a dozen dozen, so it don't really matter. Cause I give a bitch nothing, but it's all chitter chatter. Cause I stay on the block, bitch, stay ten toes. While I get these bitches coming out, they leave and clothes. Cause I really got them where I want them. And if they keep coming, then I'm gonna get the gunning.
Gunning. I'm up right now and I don't see myself falling. These Bulgari frames got a nigga looking flawless. Damn, I'm bossing. I don't be flossing, but I shine like a brand new penny. Get off me. Duke Mantee, I love that money. I kill a nigga bird, ain't no taking it from me. Grandpappy told me, get your weight up, son. If you're like your zone, take it, the police get you running. Keep calling, 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 I'm calling, calling. And if they let me when they really want my money, now they keep calling, calling, calling.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. We over here having a good time in the studio and whatnot, doing our thing and all that.
Man,
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, we got a lot of new music, man. I'm feeling like all the people that's coming in, like the response that we're getting from this whole thing, because when we first started, I didn't think we was going to get no music from nobody. I'm kidding. You know what I'm saying? The niggas going to be like, man, forget y'all, man. We ain't messing with y'all and everything like that. But yeah. I want to give a shout-out to all the artists out there that's doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, submitting music to all the shows on BangOutRadio.com.
Yeah.
I see
all over the country, man.
All over the country, everything, you know what I'm saying? I see y'all out there, you know? You know what I'm saying? So shout-out to the independent artists. We salute y'all over here, you know? Hey. Hey, yeah. Jay, man.
What else?
Crazy things going on, man. Let me get into a little hip-hop news, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Our hip-hop news is brought to you courtesy of SoHipHop.com, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I was reading up on there, you know what I'm saying? I was looking earlier, you know, looking for some things to talk about for the show and all that.
Yeah.
And I run across this here, Ray J getting into a fight with Fabulous.
Ray J fighting with Fab, huh?
Ray J fighting with Fab. I'm thinking like, man, that more sounds like a collaboration. They should have been collaborating.
Real, real tough. Hey, you know, it probably started off like that.
Yeah, so, man. He like Fab, you trying to sing too much. He like, Ray J, you trying to rap too much.
I don't know. Who went out of that in the actual fist fight between them?
I'm going to tell you what they sang on here. You know what I'm saying? Because I was thinking when I heard the headlines, I was thinking, man, you know what I'm saying? Fab, he a rap nigga, you know what I'm saying? He from Brooklyn or whatever. He from the hood or whatever. So, thinking, you know what I'm saying? He got the hands and shit like that. But, you know, they saying Ray J shocked him out.
What?
Yeah, they say Ray J, you know what I'm saying? You know Ray J. He from Carson and all that, you know what I'm saying? He from a little bit of hood. He got a little bit of hood in him. He ain't been singing his whole life, you know?
What?
But they said Ray J shocked him out, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all can look this up at SoHipHop.com, SOHH.com, you know what I'm saying? So they got a little audio on there and everything like that. So, but the thing is, they was being grimy with the footage. All the security there was at the this happened in Vegas, by the way. The security that was at the show, they made everybody delete the footage. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like. And the crazy thing is, people actually really delete their footage. I would have been out of there so fast since I would have heard that.
Yeah, for real. I would have been gone.
You know, but yeah, they made everybody delete the footage, so I don't know, somehow.
Somebody got it. I mean, as many camera phones that people got nowadays, as many, like, you know, all the technology we got, man, somebody got to have that video.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's going to come out, the footage is going to come out in a couple of days or something. But, you know, some of these big stars, you know what I'm saying? They be talking a lot of mess, but they be getting legaled up right quick. You know what I'm saying? When they don't want something to hit that air, they get all the they go to them courtrooms, get them cease and desist orders and all that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully we see the footage soon. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to condone violence and all that, but I ain't gonna lie, I like a little scuffle sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with it, man.
Yeah, I like to witness a scuffle here and there. You know?
you know?
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I couldn't imagine that. Cause I used to hear a lot about Fabulous, man. I heard he used to put in a lot of work, man. Back in the day, you know, I heard he was pretty hood. So I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, and Fabulous. Not to say this is like, you know what I'm saying, justified street credit or anything like that.
Yeah.
He just you know what I'm saying? They was looking at him for like a little murder or something. I don't know.
Some
rapper or something.
Dang.
You know, but you know what they say, people that pick up them guns quick, they ain't really got them hands.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So he probably didn't have a burner right there on the
He was like, damn, I knew I should have brought that motherfucker. This nigga Ray J socked me out. Oh, hell no.
Shit, you let Ray J sock you out. You got to move. You can't even go to Vegas, though, boy.
I wonder if he screamed out, for the love of Ray J, and just socked his ass in the jaw or something.
Like, he probably said, danger, you smashed the homie.
Homie, bow.
You smashed the homie.
Oh, man.
They just smashed Ray J. they just smashed Fabulous. That's how he got socked out. No, I don't know. I'm starting controversy.
Yeah, man.
So y'all got any other hip hop stories or anything like that? Or any music stories?
Y'all got that footage.
Yeah, if you all got that footage, man, hit us up, man.
You know, a lot of people went to Vegas over the weekend, man. I know a lot of people. Oh, speaking of that, the fight.
Oh yeah, and the crazy thing just happened after the fight.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Niggas is kind of pumped up.
Man. So
Did you? Because me, I only caught when Mayweather knocked him out.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't get to see none of the fight, but I thought it was a pretty good one. You know what I'm saying? Cool. You know what I'm saying? For the most part.
Yeah. Although, pretty much, what happened was, you know, I watched UFC more than anything else. I watched UFC more than anything else.
Yeah.
But from the video that I saw, because they got the video on YouTube, Ortiz tried to headbutt, or he did headbutt Mayweather while he was rocking Mayweather.
Oh, what?
So if you watch the video, he's rocking Mayweather in the corner, and then he was punching Mayweather, then he headbutts him. So then they, you know, the referee goes, "Hey man, you know you can't be doing that, da da da." But
yeah.
If you watch Mayweather's face, he's mad. You know they call him Pretty Boy Floyd.
Yeah.
You know that says a lot. You know what I'm saying? He just messed up his lip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and I mean, the dude's a boxer, so you should expect that. But he's hot off of that. Then on top of that, he tries to kiss him, like
what?
On the cheek, like, "Oh, sorry, man." You know what I mean? Like one of those, "Oh, my bad, man." You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, it ain't my bad. You know. Then he tried to hug him a couple times. Then he tried to shake his hands a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, like sorry, man. But you can see in Mayweather's face.
He ain't fucking with it.
Yeah, he wasn't going for that.
Yeah.
So when they hit the bell, ding, time to go again. Ortiz tries to give him that handshake or a hug again, and you know Mayweather goes along with it. And at first you think he ain't gonna do nothing. All of a sudden he just gave him a two piece, bink bink,
knock him,
knocked him out. That was the end of the fight right there. Now a lot of people were angry about that. You know what I mean?
At Mayweather?
Nah, pretty much Mayweather. But I mean, to be honest, he won fair and square when Ortiz tried to, you know, he headbutted the dude. That's illegal. You know what I mean? So. I really don't see the argument there. You know what I mean?
Really?
He two-pieced him right there real bad.
I seen that in another fight, too. But it's nothing against the rules that you got to shake that person's hand.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And the first thing they teach you in boxing, I think, I don't know, but the first thing I would think is to keep your guard up. You know what I mean? So
shit.
He tried to shake his hand and, you know, gave him the two-piece with the combo, you know?
Got rocked.
Two-piece, 199, you know? That was it.
99 cents.
Yeah, and that, you know what? That wasn't even it. Then, you know how they get them on the mic, the boxers on the mic, you know, let them know what's going on, what happened throughout the fight. I forget dude's name that works for HBO. You know, he tried to get smart with Mayweather. He told Mayweather, "If I was 50 years younger, man, I would have," you know what I'm saying? Like, just crazy. This dude's like 70 years old.
If he said, "I was 50 years younger," that's when you need to stop the fight right there. If I was 50 years, like, first of all, if you was 50 years younger, you still be old as a motherfucker, nigga.
That was a little interesting fight, man, for real. That was really interesting. If you guys haven't caught that, go on YouTube and check that out, definitely.
Yeah, I'm probably going to check that out.
It's a knockout.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But any more related stories or anything else you want to comment on the question of the day, the Mayweather fight, you know what I'm saying, shit, the Ray J Fabulous fight, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of fights this weekend, you know what I'm saying? Everybody throwing bows. But yeah, you can hit us up at 661-621-7559. See, man, Invisible Haters, we about to have another fight jumping off up in here. You feel me? Yeah, so y'all hit us up, let us know what y'all think about, you know what I'm saying, various topics and whatnot. But yeah, y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yo, you're listening to Supreme and Jay Payton on BangOutRadio.com, the Grind Network.
Drink, poke, kush, roll, money roll, bank roll. Play with it, buzz go drum roll. Throw that money in the air, strippers go gung ho. We drawn a punk ho, what you think these ones for? Bad bitch from the bay, go to UCLA, smoke perp every day, but she get straight A. Candy paint, gum drop, candy paint. The candy sweet, but the nigga in the car ain't. Guacamole gang, man, that's all bang. Niggas get shot, get drugged, nigga get shanked. Put a folk of the yellow up when you get drained. Early morning, stacking up, waiting on that money train.
Bang, guacamole gang. I'm on the money race, I'm on the money train. I got the green light, I let my nuts hang. Your money funny, but money, this money ain't a thing. I'm on the money race, I'm on the money train. I'm on the money race, I'm on the money train. Your money funny, but money, this money ain't a thing. I got the green light, I let my nuts hang.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. You know,
I need to find out where to catch that money train at.
I'm saying, though, man. You definitely ain't coming up to Lancaster.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's only the Metro Link and
yeah.
What's the other one? Amtrak.
Yeah.
You need that money train out here, man.
I'm saying.
I'm going to be a bandit. I think I'm going to be a bandit for Halloween. That's what I'm going to do.
A bandit. Crazy with the black mask and everything.
Yeah, man. You already know. The little scarf. The little dirty handkerchief.
You burnt over that one, man. We got, you could say this is like our co-host right now, man. He didn't went to the co-host status, man. You know what I'm saying? We got my boy MKD on the line. What's good with you, bro?
MKD,
what's good with y'all? Y'all too much. Hey, I was listening. Hey, what's up with the whole story with Fab? I was on World Star Hip Hop trying to figure out what the skit was going on with Fab and Ray J. What happened? Y'all know the whole story?
From what I'm saying, I got the little story right in front of me, you know what I'm saying? Courtesy of SoHipHop.com, you know. But from what it was, I guess Fabulous was clowning Ray J on Twitter because he guess he seen some footage of him doing a show like in somebody's front, in somebody's living room. And he was like, hey, Ray J doing shows in living rooms and shit like that. Try to diss him and all that. And
oh,
you know, I guess Ray J got at him, you know what I'm saying, in Vegas. He's like, and I guess... he didn't like what Fabulous said, and he took it there.
Damn. He was probably waiting to see his...
Ray J whooped that ass, right?
Basically. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, because I don't see nothing about Fab responding and all that. They saying Fab... I mean, Ray J doing all the woofing. He was saying, yeah, fuck this nigga Fab up, sock him, you know what I'm saying? Holla at him, you know what I'm saying? But
How you gonna talk that nigga like that, man?
Yeah, you could tell Ray J is crazy because I'm reading Ray J's little response to it. You could tell Ray J's from the West Coast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know
yeah.
What it is.
Yeah, he on that man. I sock that fool, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He on here the way he talking. I'm like, man, you out here doing niggas in. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what it is? New Yorkers, they only good for one thing: popping off at the mouth. And we the one comes around, they pop them and blow their lips up, and now niggas fuck up. It's not Twitter. We in person right now. You think I'm not gonna say nothing? I don't know who you think this is.
You can't be popping off on the interweb thinking you're just gonna people just gonna let it roll off their back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and they thought right there was a plot. He since he I guess because
he be singing, you know, but those be the main dudes that be putting hands on people. Look at Chris Brown.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Brown's from Virginia. He's over here where I'm at, but you know, he been hanging out with the hoodlums, the niggas in LA all day and every day.
Yeah.
But they're like,
yeah,
you cool Chris Brown with the dancing, but you know, some niggas gonna come up to you, you gonna have to fight.
Yeah. That's true.
On everything, you can't sock them out like you did Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
Yeah.
You can't sock out no females for the crew. You know?
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, it's about that time he didn't sock the nigga out. He should have been at like a story or something, read and punch somebody out.
Hey, but it was just kind of like the same thing. Like he had beef with this one dude, this new artist. It was like a cool little joint. I can't remember the name. But Chris Brown was actually, like, throwing heads up like to everybody. Yeah, I fuck with him. He sound like such and such. And then dude came back and said, you sound like Cisco. And then,
oh, yeah, I think, I think I did hear about that. He tried to give some props, and then he tried to, like, this.
And then Chris Brown was like, you bitch-ass, face-mask, nobody motherfucker. I was trying to help you out. But, shit, I gotta get on your level. I'm like, what?
Yeah, Chris Brown. He got a little gutter when he got to.
Yeah, he got to now.
Hey, but hey, he in California. He got to. Niggas smell that fear. Niggas smell that fear. This nigga a bitch. Let's go beat his ass and take his chain.
Huh? So he need to put it at work. He need to go hang out with them Bloods. I see him be throwing up the B and all
Hey, he been hanging out with somebody. That nigga's like, hey, you know how we all used to like get up and box each other and shit, fight each other and shit. Like, yeah. Test out our strength and our weakness. Man, I bet you he up there like they fucking with that nigga. Like, what's good?
Yeah.
Man.
Shit, he almost got that pin time. He had to buff up. He had to do something.
Yeah,
he had to get his shit together.
I mean, you know he ain't scared no more, by the way. He didn't bleach his hair. He ain't got no more fear no more. He ain't scared of nothing no more, so he cool.
Of course. He taking karate classes and shit. Doing roundhouse kicks like Karate Kid and shit. That shit look like it would hurt. Do you think he do like a helicopter type of shit and his leg hits you right in your neck? You like,
I heard he was gonna be the newest character in the next Mortal Kombat.
That would be hard though. Are you for real?
Oh shit, you funny for that one.
That nigga probably.
Yeah, that's cool. I was like,
Scorpion, get over here.
Hey, everybody's about to buy that shit, huh?
That's a good marketing plan right there, my nigga. You see, you get a little income off of that. Like, we'll start a new Mortal Kombat. Put Chris Brown on it and have him dance on it.
That's his power.
He be kick.
He like fake out. Start breakdancing on you and shit.
He snatched his hair off it. Fucking throws it or some shit. I don't know.
I can respect Chris Brown though, cause he, from what he went through with the whole little scandal and all that, he's still somewhat on top. I don't think he ever gonna be to where he was before this shit, but he's still doing his thing. He's still grinding and he's still putting out good music. You know what I'm saying? He's playing music, top radio hits. He's killing that every performance he do. Like he killed that shit.
I agree. But did y'all watch? Did y'all watch the VH1 award when he performed his performance?
Yeah, he was flying around and shit. Like,
I was feeling it too. I was feeling it too. But it's like, I don't know. God just shows me things like little things that like, damn, they showing their ass and nobody's not really watching. Did you notice how he went straight up and he kind of crossed his legs into a diamond and he had his hands in an angle, in a certain angle.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to say the name because they might cut y'all motherfuckers off. Y'all gotta go back to. I'm a look for it. And I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna paste that on your shit. That's some real shit. That somebody was telling me that when he got into that shit with Irene, they took everything. You mean he had that double mint gum shit?
They
took all that shit back.
Yeah.
They pretty much, they was like, man, you ain't getting shit until you fuck with us. If you ain't gonna fuck with us, you ain't gonna get all your little commercial plans, your promotions, all that. You gonna be like shit out of luck.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that later.
So you saying he messing with them boys?
Yeah, I think so, man. I definitely saw him. He was representing. When he came back up, I was like, oh, what the hell was that? I said Chris Brown is on it. I wouldn't say he wouldn't be
because that's true, nigga. I forgot all about that. They did strip him of everything.
Everything.
After that whole thing, it was a wrap, you know what I mean? And then everybody was like, well, there goes his career. And normally, nigga, you know what I'm saying? It would have been.
Yeah.
But now he's still at the top, you know what I mean? Just man, that's crazy.
If you want to stay on the top, you have to somewhat fuck with them. Like, a lot of people, they didn't fuck with them. A lot of people didn't fuck with them, but it took them even longer to get to the top.
Yeah.
somebody else was telling me some shit right quick. They said, you know what? I said, Dave Chappelle, you're not around here.
Yeah.
They came after that nigga. And he was like, he declined that shit. And then they only could tell, and you know, that nigga is at the top. You know, you only could say no for so long.
Yeah.
They get you another way, or they threaten you in any kind of way. I'm telling you, I was listening to that shit. That shit, all that shit makes sense.
Yeah, you can't, you know what I'm saying? That's where the original term blackball came from.
Man, somebody just called us Chris Brown haters.
Chris Brown haters?
You're not listening, homie. You're not listening. Open up your ears.
Yeah, man, we not hating, though.
We ain't hating. We just talking the real shit. You know, the fact that, you gotta talk about the good and the bad. It was a female, huh?
Yeah, you already know it. The moment
don't get your panty in a bunch. We listen to this shit all the time, baby girl. You good? Matter of fact, I'm gonna go get this shit. So when you come over, I'll play it just for you.
Yo, we gotta be careful, cause them fans, man, they don't be playing, man.
I know. they take one thing and they talking about my boo.
That's
my
boo.
Husband.
Yeah, he doesn't know yet, but we about to get married.
Ain't never met the man.
I'm about to have like 5 or 6 kids about his nigga. Chris Brown because Chris Brown like girls. I like women. He like girls and women and girls and all that.
One girl told me she wouldn't mind getting beat up by Chris Brown. She would stay with him.
That's crazy. I heard that too. Females are like, he could slap me around for a little bit.
That's a thug mentality they like. They like that thug mentality. Like, he's not all so nice. He slapped me. Okay. He told me another side. That's why you got to bring that shit out. Like, you can't be a nice ass. Females do not like them nice ass. Let me tell you. Yeah. I used to be just straight out nice. And then I was literally getting walked on, so I'm like, okay, play brother Simeon, Dirk McGuck. He like, true story, he'd be like, fuck these bitches and get money. And I couldn't think like that. I could not think like that.
Yeah.
But it was like, that's how they feel. If they feel like you're weak, they will walk over you and see how much they can get, and then they talk about you behind your back. They'll stay with you, but they'll go to another nigga and fuck them because they talking to them. They're like, it's rough, like roughness and manhandling them, all that. It's just like that. It's the facts of life. People are like the opposite. You say you want a good guy, but you want to look for a thug nigga in the street that don't know how to treat you right. So that's another topic right there too.
Well, shit, you just answered our question of the day.
Yeah, that was the question of the day right there.
I didn't know.
I didn't know the information before we even give it to you, man. You are third.
Nah, you know what? Hey, homie, bro, I'm high right now. I thought the topic of the day was like, what's going on with the fight situation. Another appointment. It's all good.
Yeah.
So, actually,
it
all worked out.
Yeah, man. But what you think about that Mayweather fight, though, man? I didn't get to watch it, but what I heard, you know, say Jay was telling me and everything like that, like what Mayweather did and all that, and what Ortiz did, you know, say what do you got on that?
Man, I didn't even get to see the fight. I'm at home now. I'm about to get on this internet.
Just type in the Mayweather knockout. That's all you need to see right there.
Okay. But I heard on the radio Mayweather was like, shake my hand, and dude didn't want to shake his hand, and Mayweather was like, fuck you, you never shake my hand. You ain't no real man. I heard it on the radio early this morning. I was trying to listen, and they played a little skit. They played a little recorded as a skit, and he was like, He pulled out his hand, and he was like, "Oh, you don't want to shake my hand? Every time I come on here, you don't never shake my hand." He said, "You ain't real, you ain't shit," and that's how all that broke out.
Oh, what?
They got a little twisted. You gotta watch the video, man.
I gotta watch it. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna check that out too. What station was that on?
That was 93.9.
That's out there.
What's it? Yeah, but the radio host is also from California. He used to roll with Dr. Dre and them.
Hello?
I can't even think of his name, but his show is off the hook. Mad funny.
93.9. I'm gonna check that out.
93.9. They come on at 7 o'clock my time and end at 10. Rush Power. Have you ever heard of Rush Power?
Actually,
morning
I have.
Show?
Yeah.
He's from California.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing his thing all the way out there, man.
He's doing it. Yeah, he got shows. He's out here. He got shows all the way from North Carolina to New York.
Oh man, that's what's up, man.
Real funny cat.
Hell yeah, well, I'm gonna have to check him out. I got the information, man. That Mayweather fight, I'm hearing a lot of stuff about that and everything like that. But yeah. MKD, man, I appreciate you calling in, showing love to us, man, and all that, man. You already know you are third co-host, man.
Yeah, always.
Man, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for real.
Man, we appreciate you, bro. All
right, man. I'll take it easy.
All right, man. All right. You stay up, bro. All
right. See you later, bro. All
right. Hey, let's get back into these phone lines. Call it 3960. You're on the grind.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Look, y'all done attacked the wrong person. I'm not hating because y'all talking about Chris Brown because y'all did point out a few good flaws. Okay?
I knew it.
But what y'all forgot to point out, was he was mad enough to admit when he was wrong. He didn't deny it, none of that shit.
Because
Bobby Brown beat Whitney's ass too, but you didn't hear him say, yeah, I hit her.
Yeah, but she didn't go to the police either.
Yeah, that went to the crack house.
Yeah, I was saying, though. Get her a rocket, she was good.
Yo, could you imagine? I did not do it. You do it. I saw you.
Oh, you did it?
Set the vibe right here, you did it, man. Yo, that was, you know what, though? I guarantee you, they were like, yo, the best thing to do is to make sure you admit it. Everybody knows you did it, so it's just going to make it look worse if you try to deny it. You know what I mean?
Okay, which is understandable, but he took it upon himself to state publicly from his mouth that he did it.
Just like Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, you don't count.
We're going to give Tiger man enough for saying you fuck 18 bitches.
He's not black. It don't count.
You know what? You're right, though. You're right, though. Because he don't even claim it, man. Yo, yeah, let's drop that nigga right now.
You want to talk bitches? Black people have black people.
Dang. Okay. Now, that's one. I wanted to know what your question of the day is.
Why females say they want a thug dude, but when they get him, they complain about him, basically. You know what I'm saying? They be like, ain't no good man out here. My dude shit or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
girl.
Huh?
Why do females think? Okay, one thing. Females' definition of thug and niggas' definition of thug are totally different. Keep in mind that everybody's definition of one word is different from the next person's because they all have their own way of understanding things.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I don't know what type of females you are talking about.
The ratchet. Nah.
Yeah. But I'm like, I don't want a thug nigga to talk to nigga. I want is one that knows where home is, how to take care of home before everything else. But still know how to do his dirt and get his business done.
Yeah.
That's real talk.
I don't like sharing. So that's out of the question.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that.
Like that. You don't want no square or honey, I'm home.
What the hell? No, I'm more thug than them niggas.
Oh, look at see.
look.
Hey,
you didn't
buy
out. Yeah, you out here thugging about the niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We should be asking a question for you. Why do men want thug women?
They choke them out. Balls to take care of the business themselves.
Put them in headlocks and shit. I told you to wash them dishes.
Why? I feel some of them want something like that because, let me see how to phrase this properly. Because they ain't going to let nobody else beat their ass and get away with it. They need their ass whooped every now and then to keep them centered.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
I guess, you know what I'm saying? Damn. Some people need a slap centered.
Yeah.
Some people need to be on their feet.
I answered that question in favor of the guys.
Oh. All right. We respect that. We respect that.
Yeah.
But, hey, Reese, appreciate you calling in, showing love. Give us some shout-outs. Give some people some shout-outs out there.
I want to shout out the, you know, the Bang Out Radio, Hitman Family, Supreme Team,
okay.
All my family, my homegirl, Nikki, that's right here chilling with me, my daughter, Kiana, that's about to get her ass whooped because she didn't finish her homework. You know how it goes.
Oh,
she's not getting a whoop.
Everybody else.
Every time you call her, you threaten her. Social services don't be listening.
It's part of our daily, you know, our daily, our routine daily schedule.
That's y'all the Tom and y'all got a Tom and Jerry relationship?
Yeah. I'm Jerry and she's Tom.
You're crazy.
I gotta be
man.
The one kicking ass. She ain't gonna kick mine.
I'm just saying. But yeah, we appreciate you calling in, Reese, and everything. You already know. You know. And all that greatness. What was I about to say? Yeah, let's get back into these callers. Caller 5281, you on the grind?
What up, pimp?
Hey, what's up? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Chillin', man. Hey, this is Mac Mudd, a sick mob. I got the homie Nino White right here, but we're waiting to, when's Imperator going to hit on this thing with the My Confession shit?
Oh, man, we're going to get that in a minute, you know what I'm saying? What's up with you, though,
in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, just chillin', man. Me and the homie just got off of work, you know, about to smoke some bong loads. Fucking got the day in, hustling some money,
y'all
you know.
Y'all
got the
VIP for Kaji over there, man. We need to be
up
there with y'all.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't know where you guys are at, but we out here in Cali, like the L.A. area, man. You know, we got the dank-ass OG. You know, the weed fiends, you know how we do. We got that OG bubble wax.
Yeah, most definitely. Oh, yeah, we out here in Cali. We in Lancaster.
Yo, what it do, man? It's your boy Nino White, a.k.a. the Bad Apple from Sick Mob. How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's happening?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, we in Lancaster, too, right now, man. That's what's up, man.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
we going to have to connect on everything. Sick Mom.
Yeah.
So how long have y'all been around, Sick Mom? You know what I'm saying?
Man, Sick Mom, we've
been
around
doing
for
your
a
thing.
While, a little. We've been around for a little bit now, man. Got a nice little fan base doing our thing. You can check us out. Just Google Sick Mom, S-I-K-M-O-B. Or if you talk to your local artist, I'm sure y'all know. Y'all from Lancaster. Y'all know my boy Creepy Fingers, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, you Kid Creep, holla at us, man. That's my boy out there. Shout out to Creep.
Kid Creep, yeah, that's my boy, man. I know him, which is Creep's pops. You know,
yeah.
Going on some years now, man. So it's all family, man. We've been doing that by any means, man. You know, I've been rolling with Kid Creep, watching Kid Creep rock shows since he was an actual kid.
Yeah, real talk. He doing the thing. He got talent out there, man. And he just ain't out there rapping about no nonsense.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Well, look, check it out, man. Real quick, I don't know if all y'all or what the business is or who all is listening, but we got a show coming up on October 8th with Andre Nicotina over at the Key Club Hollywood. Then we got another show coming up with Tech N9ne at the Grove of Anaheim on October 16th. So if anybody's interested up here in the Antelope Valley area on seeing Andre Nicotina or Tech N9ne with your boys from Sick Mob, have them check out Sick Mob. Google Sick Mob. Hit up the website. Hit up the Reverb Nation. Hit up the Facebook, the Twitter. Whatever it is, get at us. We on there. Got the tickets all day.
The Facebook is sick. Facebook.com/SIK1. I mean, SIKMOB1, Sick Mob 1. And the Twitter is at Sick Mob.
Oh, most definitely, bro. Make sure y'all send that information to grindnetwork@hotmail.com. Send some music, too, and we got you, bro. You know what I'm saying? We can blast out on there. Let people know where to get the information. Put that all on the Facebook and everything like that. So, just send that information to grindnetwork@hotmail.com, and I got you, bro.
Okay.
Deserve.
For sure, man. You got that. All
right,
man. Hey, one last
shout-out
to my
girl
Imperator, man. Hey, y'all make sure to cop Imperator's new record coming out. He got a cold ass record coming out, conceptual album. That's hey, keep your ears open, man. It's gonna shock a lot of people, man. It's gonna be real tight. Make sure you pick that shit up. Sick Mob, By Any Means Music, Knucklehead Music, GRE all day, fam.
Oh man, we're looking out for coming through, bro. You know what I'm saying? Showing love and whatnot.
All right, I'm gonna get back to these bongos, man. Y'all have a good night.
man, you too. That's what it is.
One.
All So y'all, y'all keep it locked right here for some more hot independent music right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
When he brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
When he brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
I know that it hurts when he mistreats you. I know that it hurts when he deceives you. I know that it hurts when he brings you pain. So tell me why are you with that man? Every day he smacks you, he brings you down. Every day he hits you, you stay around. Every day he calls you right out your name. So tell me why do you love this man? Please explain. Tell me why, cause I need to know right now. If you don't, then I gotta go right now. To his spot, I'm about to kick the dough down. Wake him up with a gun in his mouth and ask him why. Why you gotta beat on her? Why you gotta cheat on her? Why you gotta put your hands on her and make her cry? He reply, I don't know why. So I cock back, aim and squeeze in his side.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Open up your heart and just let me in.
Okay.
I can show you I can be your friend plus your man.
Yeah.
Let me heal you, free you from all your pain. Take away your stress, no more feeling like you're dying inside. I'ma move you up, I'ma keep you up, I'ma take you up to the next level, and that's me. I know you love me, and I love you. Ain't nobody above you, I adore you. Plus your kids too, that's that real talk from my heart, boo. I can show you that I'll be the only man that you ever need in your life. Just take my hand, you can count on me. Put your trust in me, I won't do you wrong. I won't bring you harm. Little mommy, do you know you my lucky charm? Plus my beauty queen and my shiny star. I know where you are deep down in my heart.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
To all my ladies in the world, you don't need that man. If he's slapping you down with the back of his hand, that's not love, that's that anger, cause he's dead inside. More or less a right or wrong, that don't make it right. He abuse you, plus he use you just to get what he needs. Let me paint a perfect picture, he be making you bleed. Scars up from your face right down to your knees. That's not a man, he's a puss, let him try it on me. He'll be sleeping in the river if he try it on me. I'ma ride or die, nigga, let him try it on me. It's not my fault, dog, if a girl like me, if you doing your job right, she wouldn't wanna be with me, yeah.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
It's your boy Cadillac JR.
Yes, sir.
V-World ENT. And you listen to Grinding Network on BangOutRadio.com. Bang Out, Bang Out Radio, Bang Out, Bang Out Radio.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was my boy MKD with No Crying. I see you out there, boy. You're doing your thing, man. That's our third co-host right there. I don't care what anybody say. He got the job.
Man, for real, yeah. He be having me rolling.
Yeah, man. I'm saying he always got a story to tell. I'm telling you, he should write a book, man. Speaking of MK right now, you know what I'm saying? We got my boy back on the hotline. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't really answer that question for y'all. Why they choose thug niggas?
All right. Let me tell you.
Y'all listening?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
This is my thing. Like, there's always a right and there's always a wrong. It's always hard to choose the right. And then wrong always looks so good because there's always excitement. There's always excitement doing wrong things.
Yeah,
you know. So when a girl's like, yeah, I know he ain't good for me, but he's a thug.
But he a thug,
nigga.
He be
out here doing. He be out here, you know. It's like more. He's like, it seems like it's more of a strength. Like it's like a drug.
A challenge.
Like
yeah.
A challenge. Like I'm gonna straighten him up, and he's gonna be in between. Now, if you could bring a guy, if you bring a good, nice guy that do everything right at home and everything is right, yeah, he got everything down perfect, never holler, never fuss, never lift his hands, you know, do everything that he got to do for it, you be like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored of him. He don't do nothing. All he do is work. All he do is work. He don't do no time for his family.
But that's crazy. That's what females be asking, though. They be like, I want a man at work. I want a man to do this. When a man doing good, like you say, they want to go to the thug nigga. The nigga ain't doing shit. Somebody that's
and then
like,
then they start complaining. Now, let me tell you now, women don't know what they want.
Yeah. I agree with that. I'm going to hit the like button on
they
that
don't
one.
Know. That's why we here to guide them. But nowadays, they don't want us to guide them. Or, you know, the good man that's trying to show them what's right, they like still like, man, I don't care. I don't want to do the right thing. I want to do the wrong thing. So when they with these guys, they doing the wrong thing. They like, forget it. Like, the right, wrong thing is so easy to do instead of being with a good, right man. So it's like you can't never win. That's why it's always going to be an argument over a man and a woman being together.
So on this note, what did you say, like, men ain't really trying to deal with females like how they used to, like try to do the right thing, put the time in, and be that good man, because females just like damn, is it gonna be any type of good outcome out of that? You know what I'm saying? Is my if I'm doing all this, if I'm gonna do all this, is my female gonna do me grimy? You know, and shit like that. You know, and it's like. You see the man you deal with, you know what I'm saying? So some men just be like, just give me what you've been used to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, everybody got their different ways of looking at it, you know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is the women that do that say, you know, they go to the little thug niggas or whatever you want to call them, and then, you know, they get their little heart broken or something happens.
You get their little heart broken.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What's up, heart?
Well, hey, 9 times of 10, most of these women, they got good men, but they still on the late night creeping, messing with the thug, the next door neighbor or the thug right there, because she sees a little more excitement in her life with him.
Yeah. They like
she
uses whip shit.
She used, yep.
Oh, he got bullet wounds. Ooh, I want that.
Oh, tattoos all over his body.
I know a lot of them.
He calls me out my name. Ooh. I like that. That's sexy, strong.
That's some freak shit.
But not to get off subject, but you notice a lot of niggas with these tattoos don't even be like trying to, they ain't even like a whore, you know what I'm saying? They like the next door neighbor. They going over here doing trigonometry and shit like that. And it's just like tattoos, new like,
that's a
new thing.
That's a fad.
And you know it's cold because those tattoos are permanent. I'm on course.
Hey, I be looking at these people. They be tattooed young as hell, like 19, tattooed head to toe. I be like, damn, you wasn't thinking about a job?
For real. And then you wonder, man, man, how come I can't get no job? Like, nah.
You've
been wearing thermals the rest of your life.
And they starting off young at the age of 11. You know, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now. I work at a junior high school. They got the girls got tattoos on their hands, like stars. And like, how'd you get a tattoo? My mama took me. Our people that are doing tattoos out here, they not even caring about ID or age nowadays. They just like, if you want a tattoo, you go ahead and get a tattoo. I bet you, we could probably find a 10-year-old or 9-year-old with a tattoo.
Yeah. Let's bring a fresh perspective in the mix. You know what I'm saying? MK, you stay on the line. We're going to get caller 3373 on the line. Caller 3373, you on the grind.
Yo.
Hey, what's up with you?
What up?
Who's this?
Hey, what's happening, man? It's Brooks Luke, man. I was calling to request that My Confessions by M.
Oh,
by
that's
Nini's Music.
Oh, man. Good looking up, bro. We're going to get that to you in a minute, man. But right now, we got a little conversation going on about why do females like ask for thug niggas, but then don't want them when they get them?
Well, I don't know, man. That's a hard one, man. It's like you. It's honestly, man. I think it all get twisted up by dudes that don't pick the right girls. You know what I'm saying? I can name like three or four of my homeboys that's in relationships, right? And every time I talk to them, you know, they complain, you know, like all the time. But you know what I'm saying? It's like you be telling them like, look, man, don't go to, you know what I'm saying, this girl going to the club. You can see that girl, you know what I'm saying, doing stuff, and you could tell them, but it's something about brothers, they don't be wanting to hear it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like they sit back and complain, and then it's like when the next man is in the relationship, they kind of put salt in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because real talk, whether you believe it or not, your homeboy's got a lot of influence on how you treat your girl. You know what I'm saying? So it's
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like real talk, like if your homies, like a lot of niggas is going through a lot of drama, because they want to keep cheating on their girl, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you know, like niggas be with wrong girls because they want excuses to keep on cheating, you know what I'm saying? Like, you acting funny, I'm about to go to the club with the homies tonight, you know what I mean?
That's crazy, man. I mean, but I do see what you're talking about on that point, you know what I'm saying? People give themselves a reason to do with the things they do, you know?
Yeah, they look for any little thing.
That's real. But then females do be tripping, too, because you know, I got homeboys that done went through it, too, another way, where, you know, it'd have been 100% innocent. I got homies that's really, like, going in.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, going in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know. Me, man, I'm just trying to stay afloat, man. I got me a little girl coming in, so I'm trying to play it easy.
Oh, that's what's up.
Congratulations, homie. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, man. So what you...
It's a good topic, though.
Oh, man. Appreciate it. Hey, bro, we appreciate you calling in and winning. What's your name again?
Brooks Luke, man.
Brooks Luke. Hey, go look us up.
Finding Means Music.
Finding Means Music. Go look us up on Facebook, Steady Grinding and James Payton. And Dean Melvin, you know what I'm saying? That's our third host.
Okay.
You know, so hit us up and add us on Facebook, man. If you,
for
send
sure.
us some music and whatnot.
Hey,
okay,
I want to. I got a homie. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no. Ahead. Go ahead. I was gonna give y'all love.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
And I was listening like these niggas talking about real stuff.
Hey, promote. You gotta promote your music, though. You gotta promote your music. Go ahead and promote your music, homie.
Hey,
man. Oh man, I'm we got a video shoot coming up, man, for the My Confessions video coming this Thursday, man, out in Mojave. So we just really trying to get it popping, man. Oh. It's all a team effort right now, man. Like, you know, you can look forward to more music coming through from Imp, man. I do some R&B vocals on, you know what I'm saying? You know, just look for it. We trying to get people a little bit of different twist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, make sure you hit us up on that Facebook too, man, cause
I will, bro.
You know. Yeah, definitely do.
Hey, you want to get on the radio?
Breaking people out from the side. Like, you ain't getting
ready. I'm about to put it on. All
right. But yeah, man. Question. Hello?
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 Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's your name? Where you
What's
happening?
What's your name?
Kim Possible.
Kim Possible.
Okay.
Kim Possible.
So it's Kim Possible. We want to get a female's take on the question of the day. Why do females ask for thug dudes, but when they get them, they don't like them no more or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Want to complain about it?
Say, why do they ask for thug dudes?
Yeah.
Maybe because they feel like a thug dude can protect them. But once they get with that thug dude, they realize he's weak.
Yeah.
And then they like, you know what? I got to keep it PG.
No.
Okay. We wrong.
Okay.
You was a bitch.
And I should have left your ass where you
damn.
Were.
Damn.
How they act on the street, act all hard and shit, they're not gonna act like that around a woman. They gonna change. I done made plenty of thugs cry. They bitches.
Yeah, he talking from experience over there. Yeah, we got that Kim Possible quote on that.
Okay.
Thug niggas is bitches.
Call it a
bitch.
Yeah, for real.
We making them cry.
I just picture a thug, like a thug nigga crying with a gun in his hand.
I love you, girl.
Hey, but that's real though.
I love you. I love you.
We're gonna make a song of thugs and hugs.
Oh,
thugs and hugs.
Okay.
Hey, but Kim Possible, we appreciate you commenting on the question of the day. You want to get some shout outs?
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to y'all.
Oh,
keep
shout out to you. We appreciate
it. And don't let no weak hoes get on there and try to defend no thug dudes. Because obviously they thought
you were going to send them to you. You're going to make them cry, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to send them back Kim Possible. You're going to make them cry.
Impossible.
Okay, I can make your ass cry, too.
Why you gonna make me cry? I didn't even do nothing.
I know. Just because I can do it.
Just because. Damn.
I know. It be like that sometimes.
You gonna put the tennis out there?
It's easy to make Supreme cry, man.
I'm
don't
saying,
even
though, man. It don't take much,
though.
It's
easy?
Yeah.
It don't take much?
It don't take
Oh, okay.
I'm crying
yeah.
right now. Shit, just thinking about
you
it.
You crying right now?
Yeah, I'm crying right now. I'm just, I just gotta.
Smoking green, purple, blue, flavors like a candy shop. shot. Cause that'll make your heart stop, your heart stop. Flame so hot, telling me to quit, but I just can't stop. Burning this track like I'm burning this blunt. Got the much now, about to heat it all up. Yeah, so if you see me laid back and moving slow, dog, you already know the show.
We smoke that good,
frozen. Well, I'm gonna help a line on act. Help a shooting crack. Help him up with tip for putting.
I went speaking to a man of the cloth. My confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hellbound? Hip hop, forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Question of the day: why do females ask for thug dudes but get them and don't want what comes along with that and whatnot? Or I'm not saying what comes along with that, but like how that person is and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's coming. You know what I mean? You know it's coming, but you want it. And then when it happens, it's like, I can't stand. All niggas are the same. All niggas, you know what I'm saying? Just cut it out.
All niggas you fuck with is the same.
Just go to women. This is a simple solution. Just go to women.
Simple. Nah, because we've been mad for...
Hey, there's thug women, too. There's thug women. Y'all just have them on the line.
You're right.
Kim Possible, sending everybody, you're going to make them cry.
I'll make every thug cry.
Thug niggas cry, too.
That was funny.
on everything, you know what I'm saying? But we got a couple of announcers. What'd you say?
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, but we got a couple announcers for you, you know what I'm saying? That was my boy Imp, the last joint that just went off, My Confessions. But he's shooting a video for My Confessions, you know what I'm saying, out here in Mojave. So if y'all ain't doing nothing on Mojave Thursday, this Thursday in Mojave from 4 to 9, they shooting a video out there. And any sexy females, seductive and whatnot, not slutty. Not slutty. We ain't looking for no slutty looking females and all that. But we're looking for sexy females that look good and whatnot. So come, you come by. You can send information to. Hold on, let me get this. BindingBeesMusic@.com. Huh?
Nah. Oh my bad. I was just trying to say, just make sure you don't have too many dimples in the ass when you. You know what I mean? I don't know. You ever see those videos? Oh, let me shut up. Go ahead and finish, man. My bad.
Yeah, but that golf ball booty? On everything, but not. You crazy, man. But,
as long as ain't no Trini.
On everything, man. They the Trini's run the world, man. I was just watching Jerry Springer, man. Y'all know Jerry Springer. That's one of my favorite shows in the world forever and forever.
I like Maury better, man.
I like both
of them, but Jerry, I just love just people's stories it's out like, there. You know what I'm saying? Right. If Jerry ever wanted anybody to take over the show, Jerry, I'm your man. You know what I'm saying? I'll host the show for free, you know? That's how much I love Jerry, you know? But they just be going crazy on there, you know what I'm saying? Crazy. What, wigging out on there. Too bad,
yeah,
you know?
They do. I can't imagine going on there.
I'm saying, though, man. If you go on there, it's nothing good. That's why people be going on there looking like, damn, I don't know why I'm here. You know something fucked up about to happen.
Yeah, something bad is going
to
happen.
It could go from you getting cheated on to you getting cheated on by a man or to you... been sleeping with a man not knowing or to any crazy.
I was wondering why she never let me go in that hole. Like, what the hell, nigga? I just thought she was
crazy. Oh, man. Hey, that's a damn story.
No, don't tell me that story for that, man.
I'm telling you, bro, you need to write a book, man. We're going to put you in a weekly special.
I know.
Life.
Man, I'm going to write a book, for real. I'm going to write a book. I met so many crazy motherfuckers just working. It just... I'm going to write a book, like you said. I'm going to write a book. I have to.
I'm saying, though, man. Tell us your craziest story. Tell us a crazy story. It's story time with MKD.
Nah, next time. Next week, bro. Nah, next week, man, because I'm going to have to write them down first. I'm going to have to make sure it's right on point.
That's we're going to get ready for that. We also got my boy, the infamous Yangsta, dropping by too. You know what I'm saying? He's dropping by some new joints and everything. We're going to chop it up with him for a little bit from Star Mob. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Star Mob. They doing their thing out there.
Star Mob?
Yeah, Infamous Yank and them. They're going to drop by. And we got a lot of more hot independent artists and a lot more good show. You know what I'm saying? A lot more grind. A lot more everything. You know what I'm saying? So y'all keep it right here locked on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Yeah. 706. It's your boy Stunner.
Johnny Giuliano.
Grind time. It's grind time. Yeah, you know it's 706. It's grind time. What? Turn me up. Listen. My bitch bad and your trash. I go down, she come fast. I do this, you do that. We root so bitch set back. I'm fresh in my A-hat. I don't wear the snapback. Your girl's in my swag, so I know that she come back. Yes, sir, I know that. We doing it on the daily. I gotta get this money, so it's fuck you, ho, pay me. I do it so greatly, so please don't mistake me. I just got your girl, and she said she gon' rape me. Truth, but don't shake me. Boy, you can't top this. Always on target. So I cannot miss.
What?
Schooling these boys, you can call me the teacher. They on my coattail, following the leader. Living to the fullest, I call it the stunner life. Grinding
what?
Every day,
what?
Just so
what?
I can find the light. She's walking with a limp, I beat it till she slip.
Okay.
I know she coming back, cause he nasty is a pimp.
I
gotta step it up,
step it
never
up.
Looking back.
All
about the Benjamin, I gotta get the cash.
Get the cash
to the max, so you know that I'm a strut. Rollin' on these hoes and your boy about to drunk. It's grind time, it's grind time. Yeah, you know it's 706. It's grind time,
grind time.
It's grind time, yeah, you know it's grind time. And I got your girl over here about to make her my wife. Shout out to my boys, you know we going in. Never took a loss, so your boy gotta win. Yeah, we on the map, rising on the come up. And we riding deep, so you don't wanna run up. Never looking back, yeah, I gotta step it up. Grindin' every day to make a buck. You can catch me in the streets, whipping in my truck. Got them boys mad, so I tell them good fuck. VIP section, yeah, we in the back. Haters talking trash, but all I do is laugh. Yeah, my game is sick, I'm going through it all. They digging stunner deep because I'm spitting the raw. And so it's popping, I'm off, so grab your beer and your liquor. Got me moving slow, like I'm sipping on some scissor. Yeah, we at the party, sipping on that drink. My pockets on fat, cause your boy got the bank. I gotta step it up,
step it
never
up.
Looking back.
Looking back.
I'm about to Benjamin, we gotta get the cash.
Get the cash
to the max, so you know that I'm a strut. Rolling on these hoes, and your boy about to jump. It's grind time, it's grind time, yeah, you know it's 706. It's grind time,
grind time,
it's grind time, yeah, you know it's grind time. And I got your girl over here about to make her my wife.
What up? Shout out to my boy V-Nex. Shout out to my boy CT. We going in, yo, Stunner Squad, double S, what's good? Liddell, what's good? I see you out there, we doing it. Let's get it. Yeah. It's grind time. It's grind time, back to get your girl. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. That was my boy Stunner D out of Columbus, Georgia. I see you out there, bro. You know what I'm saying? We had him on the show last week. You know what I'm saying? He laced us with some hot shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Stunner D, hit us up, man. You know I got you, bro.
Hey, I'm still loving on that golf ball booty thing, man.
you crazy.
That's funny, though, man, for real.
Oh, man.
Ball booty. Oh, yeah.
Caller caller 5221. You on the grind. See, they had to break it down to me.
Hello?
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 Hey, what's up? Who's this? Where you calling from? Hello?
Oh, no. Oh, here we go with the signing.
Caller 221. You still on? Caller 5221. You on the grind. Don't be shy. Oh, they hung up. Oh, we're going to get you. Call them back. Matter of fact.
Burnt out, yeah.
Call them back.
Yes, thanks.
What
area code? What was that? See? you just blew up there. Caller 9858, you on the grind.
Yo, yo.
Hey, what's
yo.
Up? Who is this? Where you calling from?
This is J-Rock.
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 Hey, Brandon. What's up with you, bro?
Hey, can you hear me, man? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's
yeah,
good?
Man,
what you
it's
broke J-Rock,
man. I've been calling y'all all night, man. It must be like stupid over there right now.
Man.
Yeah. Hey, no, not yet. Okay, all right. But yeah, what's up with you, bro? How you been, man?
Nothing.
I see
now.
You
I've
out there been working hard, man. Nah, I see
yeah,
you. Like, you've been live on the Facebook, man. You've been getting it in.
Oh yeah. You know how I do, you know what I'm saying? I'm just fresh out of the field, man. You know how that army life is, man. But I was like a caged animal, man, back on the grind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I dropped my second lead single. Y'all know I had that money on Sloan, but now I got this song called That's How You Do It, and I performed it at this club called La Vida Loca last night, and I'm doing a documentary through it. I'm waiting on it to finish uploading on YouTube. And
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and drop that shit tonight, man. Everybody's, like, drooling, like, yo, J-Rock, man, when you going to drop the documentary, man? That was a crazy performance you did last night.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay,
it's
yeah, make,
down,
sure you, no, make sure you lace us with that. You already know.
Yeah.
Throw that on the page and all that. We got you, bro.
You already know. Matter of fact, did y'all get a chance to hear that That's How You Do It?
Nah, not yet. Did you you already emailed it to us?
Yeah, I talked to Steady Grind's wife, Keisha Fort, and I emailed it to her, and she said she was going to air it. So I'm just waiting on it to get spun, because everybody's going to call in and try to request it. You know what I'm saying? All my homies from East Columbus and whatnot.
Okay, all right. We're going to get that up in a minute then. You know what I'm saying? You got that? We got that. You know? But we're going to ask you the question of the day, bro.
Here we go, my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
Question of the day. I'm asking all wrong. Why do females want thug dudes, but when they get them, they complain about them?
Ooh. I know y'all, I've been listening to the radio, man. A lot of people, man, it's a tough one. But
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say.
Alrighty.
I'm going to go ahead and say females. I guess I'm going to say they're confused. You know, and when I was coming up, I always learned that good guys finish last. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just started getting females, honestly, and it's the real fact about J-Rock. J-Rock didn't really start getting the women because I was too nice. But when I turned into an asshole, I got that roughneck bad boy persona. I started getting them, and I didn't understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know what's wrong with these chicks. You know what I'm saying? They want somebody to treat them right. Then they want a dude to whoop their ass. You know what I'm saying? But then when they get that hard guy, they don't want them. So I really don't know. I'm going to really have to call in later and consult
with
them.
Like I said, they don't know what they want.
Yeah,
they just, well, let's talk about the age. You know what I'm saying? Are you referring to all women
older,
or the younger?
Older,
well,
I know
just,
32.
Older,
ahead,
younger,
ahead.
All of them, you know?
Just the
all
ones that we're saying this to, like about, you know what I mean? Just the ones that.
You know what, I'm going to say somebody's older chicks. They probably need to ask for it because they should have better common sense. They should be schooling these younger women about the game. But, you know, by the time you get 25, 30, 35, you should know what the hell you want. You a grown-ass woman.
Real talk.
You a cougar.
Yep.
You a cougar, you know
yep.
what I'm saying? You
yeah.
supposed to be whooping that nigga ass. You the one that's on
yeah.
the prowl.
Yeah. Yeah, real talk, man. But, you know, I don't know. Some females ain't got their mind right. Some females do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the ones with the real dudes need to connect with, you know what I'm saying? And all that greatness, you know? But, hey, J-Rock, any more shout-outs, you know what I'm saying? Anything?
Yeah, before I give my shout-outs, I just want to say I got a surprise for y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm letting you know right now, you'll be hearing from a lot of hot, unsigned artists coming out of Columbus, Georgia, including myself. I know y'all plugged in with that young Sasso. We got Phoenix coming up. She's like the hottest female spitter I've ever heard. We got
yeah.
this group called the Hooligans. So each month, we just going to be goddamn tag-teaming y'all asses, you know what I'm saying? One month, it might be all J-Rock. Next month, it might be Phoenix. and next month it might be the Hooligan, and then the following month might be Young Sassa. So we're just trying to let everybody know what Columbus, Georgia is about, you know, because, you know, Atlanta is the number one city in Georgia. So right now we love Atlanta, but we're trying to go past them, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to, you know, get over that crabs in the bucket mentality and come together, and we've been doing a better job of doing that, because I'm telling you, I need to go to YouTube, check my video out when I post it, and I'm going to show you exactly how it goes down in this city, you know what I'm saying? So without further ado, I got a shout out, first of all, the whole state of California, you know, Pac's 40th anniversary just passed, rest in peace to the homie, you know, when I was in the field, I didn't get a chance, you know how like on BET they play all his videos when he died, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I was pretty pissed off, I missed out on that, so I'm just gonna shout the homie out. Shout out to the whole state of Georgia, Atlanta, Mactown, Grindsville, and where I'm from, C-Town, Eastside all day, man. Goddamn, Grind Network, in full effect, Bang Radio. I love y'all, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? So y'all enjoy that. That's how you do it, man. And just get some money.
Oh, man, we appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to that in a minute, bro, man. We appreciate you dropping that off for us.
No doubt. Be expecting a couple more callers from Columbus and whatnot. I'm trying to post this. I'm trying to let everybody know who y'all are. This whole, they're like, this Grind Network, what is this? I'm trying to inform the city, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, Cali, they got something going out there special for the underground artists. And I take my hat off to y'all, man. That's a lot of love, man. Y'all,
oh, man, we appreciate it, man. That's what we do it for, man.
Underground artists do that. No doubt.
I mean, all hey, right, just then. Let them know what's up, man. We support all independent artists, man. We got that. We got a lot of love for Columbus out there, man. They show us a lot of love.
No doubt.
All right, man. We appreciate it, man.
All right.
You take it easy, bro.
Peace out.
Hey.
What's
up? Man, we doing a new thing on Grind Network. If you shy and you hang up on us, we are calling you back.
Yeah,
so we're going to hit the caller that just called and hung up on us. Didn't even say hi, nothing. Didn't even say bye. Hung up, right?
Hung up, man.
So we're going to get back to caller 5221. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into that. It's coming up in about.
You know what we've been forgetting to do is the prank call.
Hold on. Is it calling? I don't hear no ringing. Hello? Caller 5221? Caller 5221, you on the grind. What's up? You just called in the Grind Network?
Hello?
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 Yeah.
Hello? You just called in the Grind Network and hung up?
Nah, you hung up on me.
Oh,
what's up, baby girl?
Hey, what's up?
How you guys doing? I got a question.
Question.
Why is it that grown people use cartoon names?
What are you talking about?
Like, why call in and say my name is what did she say? Kim Possible. Hi. Hi. My name is I'm Catwoman. Like, why?
Oh, Kim Possible.
So I'm just saying, like, you know, it's funny how everybody be like, I'm grown. Yeah, but you can call me Kim Possible, SpongeBob, you know, Patrick Star. Like, what's up with that?
Kim Possible make them thugs cry.
Yeah, Kim Possible make them thugs cry. She make thugs.
Kim Possible make thugs cry. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
The thuggish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's that make him all rat?
So what's your take on the question of the day? You already know the question of the day?
Yeah, I know the question of the day. How I feel is, like, those women are confused. I guess that's what, you know, that's what dating is for. There's no such thing as a good thug. Like, that's an oxymoron, you know?
No, I love you, you know,
I'm a thug. Like, no, thugs don't get real 9-to-5. You're not a thug. Straight up.
You don't have to be necessarily a thug. You have to just come at her, like, that hardcore way. Like, baby, you need to take off. Take your clothes off, and when I get in, I'm going to whack that ass. And at the end
you
of the night,
you can be a real man and say that. Just tell her.
I'm just
saying. That's what she into.
You have to come like that. Like that thuggish whack. Like you got to let them know they like that. You got to keep it different. But I'm jumping off what you're talking about. You're right. There's no such thing as a thug.
Ain't no thugs in the work source.
You want to.
Exactly.
Either you 100%
exactly.
thug or you're not.
Damn,
yeah,
it ain't no.
Yeah.
There's no half breeds.
No half.
There's no such thing as a half breed. A half breed is not.
A half breed. You know what I'm saying? I'm nice.
No. You're not thuggish. No. I'm sorry. You keep your little Xbox playing.
You know what that
is? She's calling your car, homie. She's calling your car. She said you ain't
no. Rock the shit out of her.
That's right. That's right. Let her know. Let her know the business.
I told your car radio. You don't know me.
Your car radio.
That's
oh, my
right.
God.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
That's that old 80s robbery stuff. Come on.
I'm saying.
Your car radio.
Yeah. You just ain't thug, huh? You just put an everybody card up
that's
here, man.
Up right there. I got to rethink what I'm going to do with the rest of my life.
Huh, man, this thug thing ain't working out for us, man. We got to gotta hang it up, man. We out here playing thug. Man, we appreciate you calling in. We called you, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, I mean, I had your phone. I've been so thuggish and hung up on me, you know.
Nah, man.
Hey, you didn't have nothing to say about Chris Brown, the whole Chris Brown thing? Let me pump this up a little bit. You didn't have nothing to say about that Chris Brown thing?
What?
Was
about him beating on? No, I didn't hear that part. What happened?
Oh, never mind. It's cool.
Was he beat on somebody again?
Nah, we was just talking.
She said that again?
Well, earlier somebody was giving him, they were giving him props because he actually came out and publicly, I can't fucking say that.
In public and said something?
Yeah, said that you shouldn't,
that's stupid. That's like a child molester coming out and saying, yeah, you know, I mean, I touched that kid, you know. I'm going to keep it real, though. Like, he's still wrong. So what?
Yeah, I did it.
What you going to do? You going to let me out in a couple months.
He didn't even get no jail time. He got some freaking community service.
Exactly.
He got to do, some publicity with his shirt off, you know.
World is backwards. Oh my God.
And now they're friends again because he off probation. So there they go.
So would you be with Chris Brown?
No, I'm not stupid. don't be a dummy.
So you one of those that don't like to get beat. You ain't with that.
Yeah, I'm not a come home and beat me type of woman. Yeah, because
okay.
I don't have your dinner ready. Yeah, it's not.
Who my steak at?
My steak fries.
So you gonna have to go with a good man. He comes home on time and get everything down and ready for you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it ain't got to be like that. It could be 50-50, you know?
Okay. Ooh, good answer. We got to find some more
hoes. Relationship.
Hey, because that's another subject right there. Females are guys. They don't want to put half in or put in more.
Yeah,
they don't want to bring nothing to the table.
Y'all bring a whole other subject.
Some people
want to
date their moms, you know?
I know. Yeah.
Damn, that's cool. I like that.
Hey, she's a good one. Hey, anybody over there single that needs to call in for, what's her name? I don't know her name, but, you know, she a keeper.
Holla at me. No.
she wifey material right there. Well, hey, holla at me after the show, though.
Hey,
now I'm good on you.
Do that.
I'll
pass.
Damn.
Y'all crazy, man.
That's fun.
Y'all super crazy. All right, but Salih, we appreciate you calling in. You got any more shout-outs?
Nah. That's it.
How you going to get on the radio and not have a shout-out?
I'm saying, though.
Like an unwritten law.
Shout-out to, all right, whatever. Shout-out to my kids, my two boys. Shout-out to Jessica and Alan, or Spade, NYC Spade. My mama, my daddy, the West Coast.
Damn.
West Coast of the building. Shout out to Jesse and Alan out there and, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? So appreciate you calling in and everything, showing love to the show and all that. Right now, we're about to get into some more hot independent artists, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Yo, this is Imp from BinyMeansMusic.com, and on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m., I'm tuned into the Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Bands on my wrist, fit it like
a how you do it.
Wear a dress, stand fresher than a man.
That's how you do it.
Bought the bar, new car, always him again.
That's how you do it.
That player rock,
a deal. Now them haters can't deal with it. Show love, suck your mug, suck a duck, deal with it. Rock and pick, got the game on lock. Run around the clock like tick tick tock. The grind don't stop, to the money don't stop. Like blocks, I keep it locked and cocked. The game got sauce to the gate at ball. That player J Rock. Energize the buddy hustle, man. I will not stop. Stay your pace, stay your lane. That's just how it goes. Wipe me down like Boosie clothes and candy Chevy doors. What I'm riding on, legs signing 24. Keep the Chevy like my girl, keep a man to clear his toes. Listen, sports and alive like the NBA. I get them talk, lead the crowd in a different way. Check the footage, press the button, watch the replay. I do it, big down at GA. Rubber bands on my wrist, get it licked.
That's how you do it.
Well dressed, stand fresher than a man.
That's how you do it.
Off the bar, new car, always him again.
That's how you do it.
That player rock, yeah, he fly than a pelican.
Get the bitch started. Crank it like 1999. We
gon' do it.
Go on,
ride. Let's kill this bitch and win. Till the wheels fall off, we can't waste no time. We're still ready to grind. Cause I'm down for mine and I got to shine. Not sometime, but all the time. Get real like the finest wine. I'm down for mine and I got to shine. Not sometime, but all the time. Get built like the finest wine.
I'ma get mine, I'll shine in the mall. And I stay fly like I live in the mall. And I dress to impress, every day is a ball. My niggas smoke good, I sip the cause. Put me in the booth, just sit the car. I shine when the sun ain't out with no flaws. I be on the grind from 9 to night on. To the next day, on to the next one. Working till the check come. That's how it is when a nigga tryna get it. Separating myself from those that don't get it. I'm laid back, I'm faded, I'm counting money, I'm wasted, I'm doing me like no sex, I'm Mr. Bean and I'm up next
year. Till the wheels fall off, we can't waste no time, we're still ready to grind,
at the drop of a dime,
cause I'm down for mine and I got to shine, not sometime, but all the time, getting better like the finest wine.
Like it's a bitch, I'ma beat that cat like it's tradition. From the front door to the girls in the kitchen.
with this, but this is like me on television. I'ma make you swear, make you say you're ready. You can give me that clip like I made a list. Hope you got a show, cause I'm talking to the list. It's dizzy, you know I get dizzy. So many moves, I'ma make you dizzy. I'ma really, really make you chilly. Don't worry about the clothes, you won't get chilly. Once I'm in, you gon' feel me. We getting it in, so we feel weary. And I can't hear what the neighbors hear me. Hold on, did I say it?
Years back, you did a track with my boy YG, TT.
YG, yeah, okay,
yeah,
I know you fuck with YG.
We riding, yeah, man, that shit go hard, man, you know
what
I
mean? That was a minute ago, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you still spitting hot shit on that one, man. I'm saying, that was a track, man. I'm gonna have to dig that out the crates, man. That's something, like, in my old hard drive, man. I'm gonna dig that out the crates.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Yeah, man,
I've been doing it for a minute, man. I just, you know, back then it was cool, you know, but now it's fun. But, you know, I always kept the music the same, you know what I'm saying? Same format, same thing, you know, just stay true to myself, basically. You know,
yeah,
but
man.
Been doing it for a minute, man, you know, doing it with Ross Ruger, you know what I'm saying? Even Rico,
yeah.
310, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, just getting it in, basically.
Yeah, man. Would you? It's a lot of rappers out there nowadays, like a lot of people trying to get in the doors. Like, what can you bring, like, what can you say, contribute to hip-hop now that is not in it that people need?
Well, me personally, man, I'm not feeling a lot of new dudes. I ain't going to say no names. But what
say
I can bring
face,
to the table,
man.
What I can bring to the table.
Grind Network.
Yeah, I'll tell you. But you know, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Soulja Boy. But, yeah. you know, but what I can bring to the table, man, bring back this West Coast feel. You know what I'm saying? The music that we used to listen to, you know, like the old Snoop Dogs, the old Dub C's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The old MC8 and, you know, Ice Cube's, you know, I could go on and go on, you know. I just want to,
yeah.
I ain't trying to be the best at everything, but I'm just trying to be the best at what I do, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you mention the West Coast, at least you can mention the infamous Yankee, you know?
That's funny, because I was just on YouTube yesterday checking out some reminiscing some of the old West Coast music, man, like some Easy,
yeah.
Some, you know what I'm saying, just that old stuff.
Yeah,
they had,
when they had
what's that synthesizer thing? I ain't even going to try to do it. You know what I'm saying, but West Coast is famous, infamous for using that shit.
Yeah, man, on everything.
Yeah,
any, like, independent artists out there that, besides, you know, your star mob, I see y'all out there, y'all real mob out there, y'all really mobbing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
y'all
man,
deep out
mobbing,
there.
Man, look to the sky,
yeah.
You'll always see us.
Yeah. any artists besides, like, any star mob artists, like, that you would, like, be interested in working with out there, or are you just feeling, just in general, you know?
Well, I'm feeling all the star mob artists, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm feeling my YTs, you know. As you know, my old group and shit, but Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying? Okay, LA, King David Dynamite, you know, man, a lot of Rico, you know, a lot of people out there, man, I can name, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling a lot of indie artists, man. If you hot, you hot. If you not, I'm gonna let you know you not, you know.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
That's real. I'm a straightforward person, man. Ain't no sugarcoat nothing, man.
Yeah.
Gotta be in that. You got. That's how you gotta be in this game. You can't be pussyfoot around the situation.
Yeah.
You know?
nah, you can't, man. Be
yeah.
real with yourself, man. Don't be real with when you on the radio or, you know what I'm saying, when you doing this, you doing that, then when I see you, a totally different person. That don't even make no sense.
Yeah, that's real talk. That's some internet thugs. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Basically.
Hard on the Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. But yeah,
nah,
man. Did you hear the question of the day earlier?
No, I ain't get the chance to hear Running By Me.
Question of the day. Why do females ask for thug dudes, but when they get them, they don't want them no more? They're not one of them, or they complaining about them, talking about niggas ain't shit and things of that nature?
Man, I think it's because this ain't what they really want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
They say they want it, but then when they really get it, you know what I'm saying, it ain't all TV and all that. Real
yeah,
life,
yeah.
You know,
like,
what I'm
oh
saying?
Shit,
yeah,
really
like this
doing.
Nigga really packs a gun. This nigga will really slap me if I say that word again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's women like that, you know. But in the same sense, man, if this is what you want, then you got to be with it. If not, get your ass on.
Yeah.
Real
true.
Too
many
that's
women in the
right
world
there.
For that.
Oh, well, everything, man. But,
yeah,
man.
All the time. All
right, man, but. Yank, man, we appreciate you calling. We getting about to the end of the show and whatnot. We're going to get some of your tracks in before we go. But we appreciate
okay.
you calling in, man. Don't be no stranger, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
we got
nah,
you,
I ain't
going
to be no stranger, man.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to get you next week for a longer interview.
Okay, definitely, man. Just let
you
me give a shout-out to my Star Mob camp, man, and the Cali Cutthroats. You know what I'm saying? They've been looking out for me, man. You know, love always.
Oh, man, most definitely, man. Star Mob, I see y'all out there. Y'all mobbing hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing your thing. Man, oh, yeah. Yank, man, we appreciate you, man. We about to get into one of your joints right now, you know what I'm saying? So
y'all all keep right, it real, bro.
Y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Supreme and Jay Payton on bangoutradio.com. Let's get it.